Good morning. We are in the third parak of Maseches Trumos. For those of us who do not remember, we are still in the third parak. We're discussing a number of cases where there's a safek truma, where we are not sure which part it was truma was taken off, either erroneously, or there was some type of mistake that was made. So we're discussing what happens with it. Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah, discusses a case where two people took truma off of the same thing. There's partners, halacha is if partners own some type of produce, they have to take off truma together. Then they have to take off the paris that they own has to have truma taken off of it. So now what happens is hashutafin. You have partners. Shatar muzah charzat. They took off truma one after the next. Now it seems like they took off truma one after the next because they didn't know that the first guy took off truma already. So now the question is, what happens with the second truma that was taken off without knowledge that the first guy took off truma already? Rabbi Kiva Emer, truma shneim truma. Rabbi Kiva says both of them become truma. They are both partners, they both take off truma. However, it should be noted that not more than the chi of truma becomes truma. So, for example, let's say they have 50 sav truma. The first guy comes, he takes off one sa, which is 1/50, 2%. We said the midah beninus. He takes off one sa of truma, and he separates it as truma. Now the second guy comes and takes off another sa. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Akiva, both people's truma works, both of the trumas work. However, at the end of the day, only 2% of this crop becomes truma. So what happens? They have now a mixture of, they're going to have two sa, but the halach is only one sa becomes truma, so they sell the whole thing to the kayin because they can't separate it. Now, they give the whole thing to the kayin, sorry, and the kayin has to pay them for one sa. But chachamim say, truma srishin, truma, only the first truma becomes truma. Now, Rabbi Yosi comes and he explains what the opinion of the chachamim is in greater detail. Yosi says, im tar marishin kashir, in truma sheni truma. The first guy took off the proper amount of truma, then the second guy came and took off truma. That's the case where, according to the Chachamim, only the first truma works. Because if the first guy took off the proper amount and the second guy is coming to take off truma, he's obviously doing it by mistake, and therefore the second truma is not truma at all. It goes right back into the pile. The first thing goes to the kayin. However, ve'im, Loitar Marishin Kashir, the first one did not take off the proper amount of truma, so then that's an indicator that he was relying on the second person to take off the second half. In such a case, truma sheni truma, the second person's truma becomes truma, because we needed both of their actions to work. Now, the Mishnah continues, in Mishnah Dalet, really, it's a separate Mishnah, but the Mishnah is really a continuation. When is all this true? And it's not clear exactly whose opinion is going with, but it works with both. Bishalei Diber. Aval Hirshes Ben Besayas Ayas Avdoi Ayas Shivkase Litroy Truma Say Truma. This whole thing is only relevant in a case where there was no explicit instructions given to anybody with regard to how to take off the truma. It was just assumptions that were made. That's where we have this machlaikis, this dispute between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, exactly how to go forward with the two different trumas that were taken off. However, if a person gave permission to his household members or to his servant, or to his maidservant, someone that was in the house, he gave them permission to take off truma, then indeed they have the right to take off truma, and whatever was taken off remains truma. It remains truma. Now, Bita, let's say he nullified his permission. Imach leitaram bitel, ain't truma se truma, but mishataram bitel, truma se truma. He gave instructions to his household members to take off truma, and then he said, you know what, forget it. Now the person went and took off truma anyway. Now it depends. If he took off truma after his permission was already revoked, then the truma doesn't work. If it was not revoked, and then he revoked his permission after the truma was taken, then it is too late. Hapayalim, ein lem rishus litraim, workers, they have a specific job, they do not have permission to step out of the scope of their responsibility, and therefore they can't take off truma. Chutz min ha-darachas, besides people who are the ones who are in charge of stepping on the grapes to get the juice out. The reason for that is because Shem Thomas es agas miyad, because when the juice comes out, it becomes mukshar lakal toma, now it can become truma. The assumption is that the owner always wants the truma to be taken off before that, and therefore it's a good, reasonable assumption that they always have permission to take off truma. We'll stop here at Mishnah Hay.